Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
That's me.
Oh no, it's back.
Yeah, no, I figured I hadn't done that in a while. Felt like it was due.
Sure. And we have two amazing guests on today's show, and we do have a lot to talk about. First, comedian and host of the Films on Tap podcast and Domestic Disturbance podcast, it is Carla Okerson. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. And radio personality, you may know him from Elvis Duran and The Morning Show, also host of the Brooklyn Boys podcast, it is Scary Jones. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I like your Are you out on a patio or are you indoors?
Oh, I'm indoors. I'm in my apartment.
It's very fun. It looks like, just because of how the window is or something behind it, it looks like you're kind of on a patio. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about selling it as a virtual background for everybody else.
That's perfect. I may buy it.
That.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into the segments, we have a little bit to talk about today. So this past, we talked about New Year's resolutions a couple of weeks ago, and I talked about wanting to do more, improve upon my relationships. And so I figure what a great opportunity it would be. We had comedian Brett Ernst on a few weeks ago. He was going to be in town in New Jersey. So I was like, you know what? Let's all get together and go to a comedy show. Let's have a life. So I reached out Maddie and Maddie's fiance.
Seemed like such a good idea at the time.
Didn't it?
That sounds fun. That sounds like something people do.
Yeah. Have a life.
I could do that.
So Maddie and his fiance were going to come along. My friend Lindsay was going to come, and Carla was also going to come. Well, they all did come. And my friend Lindsay, who lives in Jersey, and we couldn't figure out who was going to drive where to get who, and Lindsay decided she was going to come and pick me up. And I'm not going to give any more information yet, Carla. I know you want to, but hold on.
I want to jump in here so bad.
I know. I see it in your face. So Lindsay comes to get me. And she's a little bit of a nervous driver. And I kind of always forget this until I'm in the car with her. But I don't drive, so I can't really say anything about anybody else. So she comes and she gets me. And now we're having a little bit of trouble getting back on the highway. She missed a couple exits. I keep seeing on the GPS the number keeps going up. And I don't really have a sense of direction. And I'm not, like, paying enough attention to help. So I'm no help. I understand that. Finally, we get back on the highway after, like, maybe 10 minutes off path. We get back on the highway, and as she's merging on, I think she panicked because there was a car next to us. I don't really know exactly what happened, but she kind of swerved away from the other car and off of the street of the highway.
So you're a little nervous, Nelly, huh? You weren't kidding.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting that turn.
Yeah. So then she pulls the wheel back over to, like, get the tire back onto, like, pavement or tar or whatever it is.
Where it belongs, in the road?
Yes, on the road. Yeah. And by the way, Mike Vecchione, no disrespect, he made me laugh so much because he's like, who just drives off the road for no reason?
It really is everyone's thought right now, by the way. It's like, why? I was thinking it. Like, why did this? Why?
Don't know why. So she pulls the wheel back over. Now we're on, like, the shoulder. We got onto the highway. We're on the shoulder of the road. But she can't. Now it's like doing that ba-dum, 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 because the tire is flat in the front.
Yeah.
She pulls over and she's like, now we're like, I don't know what to do now. So I'm like, okay, take a deep breath. Like, do you have AAA or whatever it is that people use for this stuff? And she's like, I have one of them, but I don't have the card. Anyway, she ends up calling the police. So for the police to come and, like, kind of, like, stay with us on the side of the road, they mm-hmm. call the tow truck to come and, like, change the tire and whatever. And, so now when the cop is there, in my mind, I'm thinking, obviously there was some reason we weren't supposed to go to the Stress Factory tonight. It just wasn't meant to be. And then I'm like, maybe the reason is because there's going to be a hot cop that's going to come and save the day. And that's what this is all for.
That's a very interesting scenario you've created so far.
I'm trying to be positive about it. I'm like, maybe something good is going to
happen. I hear this part of the story. I didn't hear the hot cop part.
Well, that's because there wasn't one. Okay. It wasn't. Yeah.
I thought it was about to get really good.
No. So, yeah.
They don't exist on the NYPD.
They do. So I've dated hot cops.
Ew. There's like six. You got to go to like state police to find the good ones. Those are the tall, fucking muscular ones because they have to be in shape.
Okay. So that didn't happen. And then I was like, maybe the tow truck driver, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he'll be like a hot, burly man.
Now this is the greatest fantasy of all time, by the way. That guy does not exist.
This is the thirstiest flat tire story I've ever heard in my life.
Because it doesn't, like, I actually put effort into my appearance to leave the house. And it's like,
for
what?
To pick up a tow truck guy?
Anything.
Anyone at this point. Go ahead, say it.
Anything.
It's 2.5 years.
In March, it will be 3 years.
Where did those months go?
Pandemic.
Wow. COVID. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That
so anyway,
mean you have to throw it at tow truck drivers.
No, trust me. I'm not going to. It didn't happen. So anyway, he tows us to the side of the road. He changes the tire. I make sure like she can still drive. I take an Uber and I come home. But I have to say while all this is happening, and now Maddie and Carly, you guys can chime in. Also, Scary, feel free to chime in at any point. Yeah, during this
sure. No, no. I'm just enjoying the story. You're on your way to the stress factory.
Yeah. Okay. From Staten Island.
Now, up until this point, first of all, did you get there, or is this where the story takes a turn?
No, I mean, we waited. The tow truck came, towed us off the road, changed the tire, and then she went home, and I took an Uber right back home in Staten Island. The end.
That was the end of the night.
Yeah. But during that, so I know this is what Carla is dying to say. Carla lives in Long Island. Stress Factory is in Jersey. Lindsay is in New Jersey. I am in Staten Island.
Right.
Carla has to literally drive through Staten Island to get to Jersey.
It sounds like you didn't make the most of your night. I mean, your night was like just beginning. Did you find some kind of action afterwards?
No, but Carla,
all the way back home?
No, she was at the club. Carla made it there.
You were there. Okay.
I was there.
By yourself?
Well, I was on the show. They didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It was a surprise, guys. Surprise.
Oh no. Oh, you looked down, your friends weren't there. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, I went to check in because they were like, first she was like, we have a flat tire, so we're gonna be late. And I'm like, not a problem. I'm here. I'll check you guys in. And so then I have to go back and be like, remember my friends that they were coming? They're not coming. Dude, they're broken down on Staten Island.
Now.
Yeah. But what really
like,
did
what is Carl me and my fiance both like, what is wait, what what's the relationship between Shannon, Lindsay and Carla?
Friends.
Well, no, I meant, never mind. Well, yeah.
That's the relationship.
It is the relationship. Yeah, I don't know.
Where'd you think that was?
A little high, guys. Sorry.
So, to speak highly of Maddie, Maddie offered to come to New Jersey because he's coming from Rockland County and he was going to meet us in Jersey. And so he offered to come to Staten Island to pick up Lindsay if she needed a ride and waited around to hear. So everyone was kind of like waiting to see what was going to happen. But
chivalry is not dead. That was very admirable of you.
I was hoping that it was like a very empty offer. I would have
please no.
But I was like, please say no. I don't want to cross another bridge. Dude, you know what's weird? As you're telling, do you remember around what time the fucking tire thing happened?
The reason I'm bringing it up,
I don't think the times line up, but I was, when we were driving down, I had eaten a large pot cookie that I wasn't ready for at the time.
Jesus
apparently
Christ.
It kicked in like 45 minutes into the ride and I got like woozy. And I was like, I gotta get off at this next exit and let you take over, talking to my fiance. And she's like, what's the matter? So I'm like, I don't know. I just got like a little dizzy. So I just want to get off. I want you to drive. So now we're
what
like miles away from
night exit. This was. This is a cursed night.
It gets better, Shannon. Oh, I swear to God, it gets so much better. This is like the really boring part of the story. So as we're getting nearer to the, like I'm miles away from an exit. And the whole time she's going, you're going to make it. Are you going to be all right? What do you feel like? What's the whole time? Shut up. I'm just trying to stay on the fucking road so I can give it away to her. So now the whole debacle with you happens. right? So going home, she at some point, somehow she brought up from Annie. She was singing a song. It was like a Punjab guy or something like that. Does that sound familiar to anybody?
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wasn't one was he like 1939? The assistant? All right. He was the assistant to Daddy Warbucks, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how it came up, but then we're driving home and we see a sign says, boom, Punjab. Now, we also, the reason that this all went haywire, by the way, is so that you could narrowly almost get me killed, because we were about, I don't know, a dozen cars behind a very bad accident that was like a car turned over and all that other shit on our way home. So thank God we waited in the McDonald's parking lot for an extra 5 minutes before we left.
Okay, well, there's something positive. It was 8:12
is when
I 8:12 is when I texted you. So I figured 10 minutes before that or so.
I'm so glad it was way off, because that would have freaked me out.
Wait a second. By the time you got there and you took care of business, what time was it?
Like when I got back home?
No, before that. Like when you're like, all right. Yeah, when you got back home, was it 9, 10 o'clock?
I guess so. Yeah, it's probably around 9 o'clock.
Okay. I was going to say, but to me, on a regular night, I mean, was it a Saturday night?
Yeah.
All right. So why didn't you turn around and just continue on with the plan?
Because we would have been too late.
You didn't want to leave Carla there.
No, but
you didn't know she was there.
No, we knew she was there, but we would have gotten there by like 9:40 or something. It would have been like well into the show.
Oh, yeah. And you don't want to be the people that sit down during the show, because the second you sit down, you know, they make fun of you. You know, you're the butt of the jokes for the rest of the act, the latecomers.
I think I would have been safe from that. but I don't know. I just don't want to like be disrupted. Plus with like how the pandemic is now and stuff. I don't know if they're weird.
Oh, this was during COVID times.
Yeah, this is last week. Last weekend. Yeah.
Wait, the Stress Factory is seating indoors?
No, it's yeah, it's tented.
Oh, it's a tented. Oh, it's a winterized situation. Okay. I thought these were pre-pandemic times.
No, this is very recent.
This was last week.
Yeah, this is last weekend.
Okay.
But this plan was wonky from the beginning, because they all know I live on Long Island, and they all know that I've got to cross Staten Island to get to New Jersey.
Yes.
But somehow the plan still becomes the person that's in New Jersey is going to leave New Jersey, go to Staten Island, come back to New Jersey. Now they're all going to wait somewhere in New Jersey that's not the Stress Factory, for Matt to come from Rockland County to a different part of New Jersey that's not the Stress Factory, pick everybody up for no reason at all, and then go back to the Stress Factory.
Sounds like you were having the Stress Factory right there on the side of the road. You're creating your own.
Lindsay has always convinced me whenever we've gone to the Stress Factory before, that because I don't understand geographical locations. I don't know where anything is.
You have and a computer so in she, your pocket.
Yeah, but the way she explained it, I believed her, because I know like, you know, there's two different, there's like the Gothos Bridge and the Outer Bridge,
right.
And you can like get on them at like different spots.
I already have a map in my head. Is this not?
I have no idea.
Really?
I have no idea. And so she told me that like that where she is in New Jersey versus the Stress Factory, that I am kind of easy for her to get to, that I'm not that far out of the way. So I believed her in this. And I think she was just trying to be nice.
Yeah, you were closer to her in terms of like being out of the way than for me. But you here's how, like, you say you have no sense of direction or geographical fucking whatever. You asked me if which of us was on the way to you. And I told Erin that, and she goes, she's on an island. She's not on the way to anybody.
Yeah,
except
but I
for
mean,
me.
Yeah, Carla.
Except for me.
Is Long Island attached to Staten Island?
No, but I'm on the way.
They're both islands.
Well, that I know. That's not the part I meant.
What part?
Are they close? Are they on the way to each other? I don't know. Fucking.
She has to pass Staten Island to get to New Jersey.
You've never. But you guys live here. You're all local.
I don't understand how any of it works.
So you're making fun of me.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just trying to bond with you. But clearly, it's not working.
It's so funny.
So anyway,
I wish I had a map to just like appear here, a map of New York and New Jersey. Like, you are here. I was here. I have to go here. I have to do with this in order to get over here.
Yeah. I don't know where Staten Island is.
Okay.
That's how is that possible? Well, you're the Rockland County guy.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I don't know where Rockland County is.
Yeah, see, that seems weird to me. I guess it's just, you know, it is what it is, right?
Isn't Rockland County, that's like upstate New York.
It is on the New Jersey side of the state. It is on the New Jersey side of the Hudson River. In fact, you could be traveling in New Jersey and just driving, and then all of a sudden you're in Rockland County, New York, in 2 seconds.
It happens by accident.
And you don't have to cross a bridge to get there.
That sounds like a Twilight Zone episode. You just end up in New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey. You cross a state line by like literally cross the street from each other.
Yeah.
Right?
You always tell you're in Jersey by the smell, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
Certain parts.
Well, we ended up the next day. Maddie, you don't know this part. The next day, it was like 5:30 or something. Lindsay calls me and she was like, let's go tonight on Sunday. And I'm like, I need to like mentally prepare to like do things. Like I need time to take a shower and do my hair and do my makeup and pick clothes. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to make it in time. And she's just like, come on, Carla's going to get you. She's already on her way and you have like 30 minutes. Like, God damn it. So I started rushing. I didn't call you, Maddie, because I was like, there's no way this timing is going to work out. And I didn't know if I was going to make it to go. Yeah, so Carla ended up coming to get me, and we went to the Stress Factory on Sunday night, and we saw the show, The End.
So you let Carla pick you up this time?
Yep, and we made it.
I was going to say the fucking gall of Lindsay to offer to drive you anywhere again.
I know.
Fucking swerves for no good goddamn reason whatsoever. What a fucking nutcase. How many times have you been in the car with her, by the way? That's a fair question.
So many. Several times.
All right, so you're both times. A little fucking silly. All right, that's fine.
Also, I went to Wawa for my first time ever.
How exciting was that?
It was very exciting.
Never been to a Wawa?
Never been to one.
It's the Jersey 7-Eleven.
It's so much more than that, though.
It's it really is.
Everything. Wawa is everything. Shannon watched me like do my food shopping for, like, I need coffee pods. I need iced tea. I need potato chips. I'm like, and I'm ready. Okay, let's go.
It was lovely. It is like a couple steps up from 7-Eleven, I feel like.
It is.
Yeah, for sure. They have like a deli there, like a legit one.
I like the little machine thingy where you can like the screen, you can pick the
That's my favorite on. Part too, dude. I don't want to talk to anybody. Just let me punch it into a fucking computer and let it number fucking whatever you are, however they do it. Yeah.
I like it. Well, there was our weekend, everyone. I made an attempt to have a life and if
we all almost got killed.
We did.
Like, we're not all Carla. So close to dying. Oh,
Carla,
yeah.
Carla was fine.
You could have let Carla pick all of us up.
Yeah, I just crossed the bridge, you know, like a regular person, then crossed the other bridge, got to the Stress Factory, turned around, went home.
Not a fucking problem at all.
You owe them, Shannon. You owe them.
They have their lives. They're fine. Everyone has their life.
Yeah, but narrowly.
All right. Well, there's that. That's that story. Now we can get into the segments. Guys, normally the first time we have a new guest on the show, we ask them to tell a story about their worst date experience or a weird sexual experience, meaning something went wrong. We'll start with you, Scary, if you're ready with your story. Which one would you like to tell?
Oh my God, there's just so many. So how about like me getting catfished? This goes back to back in the day. I mean, this is before social media. This is when you just had to trust people when they said, here's a picture of me back in the days, I guess, of America Online. Wow. Can I take you back there?
Yeah. Age, location.
I don't know. I guess a girl called up to the request line. I was answering, you know, I was actually, you know, doing the overnight shift, you know, back then the DJ on the radio, you know, would be like, hey, how are you? You know, it's late at night on a Friday night. What are you know, and people were going out and they were listening, you know, to the radio. I guess this was before the iPod too, right? So I guess someone called the request line and she was kind of cool, I guess, on the phone. She sounded hot.
Oh, no.
Sounded hot. Yeah, so this is going back then. I mean, I don't even think we had one computer at the radio station. And I could log on to America Online, like a dial up, like, you know, 2400 baud. We would make that beep.
Yeah.
So she said,
it really hard to jerk off when you were a youth, by the way. That thing was always the same volume, regardless of what your speaker said.
Right.
And then also, if anyone in the house picked up the phone, you're done.
You're done. Yeah. But, you know, I was at the station. It was a Friday night. And, you know, she had an email address. She says, oh, here's my America Online. Okay, cool. Here's my America Online. And I gave her And she goes, I'm going to send you a picture. And at that point, cameras, they were pixelated. They weren't, you know, and when you, it would take forever to send one picture. That was like a megabyte, right? Maybe less. So she sends the picture over. She goes, oh, I'm going into the bars with my friends. And then this was at 1-2 in the morning. I remember I had the midnight to 6 a.m. shift. Okay, great. So it's 1-2 o'clock in the morning. So somewhere around, 3 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go check my email in the next room. Let me see if that picture came through. And she showed me a picture of herself. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, again, she's hot. She sounded hot. She looked hot. My shift was over at 6 o'clock. Well, like 5:30 or so, she calls me. Act back at the radio station, gets through on the request line. At that hour, just one line would ring. And I'm like, oh, who's this drunk fuck?
I was going to say, I spent most of my childhood trying to be caller number 100 on C100 and never made it through. Yeah.
I did too. Not one.
It was difficult. It still is. Because there's thousands of people jamming in a phone line. But anyway, so I pick up the phone and I'm just like, hello, and then she's like, it's me. I'm back. I'm out of the club. We're here. She's just meet me at a diner. Meet me at a diner. I'm like, okay. And it turns out Staten Island.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. So she's like, I live by the Colonnade. You want me to be by the Colonnade Diner? Is that still open, by the way?
I don't know, but I know where that is.
All right. So I said, all right, it's 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm thirsty. and I'm living, I think I was still living at home, with my parents. So I had to drive to Brooklyn. Some geography there for you. Z100 was in New Jersey. She lived in Staten Island. I lived in Brooklyn. It was kind of on the way. You have to pass Staten Island. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Maybe we'll grab a bite to eat. 6 o'clock in the morning. I pull up and I'm waiting in my car. I'll never forget. It was in the parking lot and it was behind like a dumpster area. I don't know. I was parking. And I'm like, I'm not going to get in my car until she calls me and says she's here. So all of a sudden, a car pulls up and it's her. And I'm like, I think it's her. I'm like, I don't know if that's her. Wait, I don't know. So I call her phone and sure enough, she picks up. I'm like, oh my God, that is her. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to see here. So she gets out of the car. She's 4'10". She looked nothing like her picture. And she was just like, so I guess we should go for breakfast. And of course I did. We went inside, we grabbed some food, we had breakfast, had a nice chat, never spoke to her again. That was bad because I didn't know what I was getting into at the time. Again, this was the days before you can really get catfished, because you kind of bring it upon yourself if you're going to get into that situation in the pre-internet, the pre-social media era, right? So I don't know. That was pretty bad.
How did she fool you? Like, aside from it being like a poor quality picture, was it one of the ones where it was like perfectly angled, where like you're only seeing her face?
She made herself feel look taller than she was in the picture. So I don't know. She was playing with camera angles and she was
like Barbie dolls.
And she didn't have the best way I could say it without being let's put it this way. She was younger in the picture and, maybe 40 pounds lighter in the picture.
That's always the case. It always works like that. I've talked about this.
I'm trying to be nice.
You don't have to be nice here.
Listen, I'll tell you what, I'll bail you out. All the clues you're giving me are making me think you may have gone out with my mom. So you're off the hook, kid.
It was pretty awful. But, I also probably learned my lesson after that, not to, date girls on the request lines of the radio station. It was a unique situation to be in because I'm like, wow, look at all these lines ringing, but I became very, very distrustful after that. I was very cautious after that.
Did you get along? Was she coherent?
Oh, well, she was drunk. What do? You have, you got to have bacon, egg, and cheese, and some mozzarella and gravy, right. Disco fries, right. We're just like eating. So we both needed food. That was like a thing. So at that moment, great nourishment. We have that in common. Both of us are hungry. That's good. You know, conversation was all right. It was decent.
So you sobered her up and sent her home?
That was like my biggest concern. My biggest concern is this girl is still drunk. She claims she lived around the block. That's why she wanted to go to the Colonnade. So her commute back was probably about maybe 90 seconds.
And she was gross. So who cares anyway, right?
Well, no, but I would have cared.
You don't want her to die.
No, I see where Carla was going with that. You don't want to be an asshole. Like, are you? Yes. By the time, you know, she had some coffee in her, not that that sobers you up or anything, but like, she was a lot more coherent after we spent that 45 minutes, an hour together. Because she did not have a drink. She had coffee.
That was the mark of an unattractive woman, by the way, where you sober her up and send her home and not the other way around.
Happens.
I didn't think of it that way. I don't know. I mean, you know, I try not to get myself into situations that will end in doom and gloom. So I don't have a whole lot of like really bad dating stories, you know?
That's a pretty good one. I mean, I still.
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
No, it's not. We've had a lot of catfishing stories on the show, and it just always blows my mind why people do this. Like, why? Because I've had a similar situation happen. Because I used to work at an office job, and I had the idea to go on. I think it was like sugarbabies.com or something, and I'm like, let's just scroll around and see what rich dudes are out there. And there was this one guy from Long Island, and he had like all these pictures of his mansion, whatever. And he was a decent looking guy, pretty good build. But again, the pictures, well, I don't want to ruin it. I feel like I've told this show in this story on the show before, but I was bartending at some club in Long Island that night. And he was like, oh, come by with some friends. I'm like, okay, cool. And when I saw him, it took like 10 seconds for my brain to like do the calculation of like plus 20 years. But it was him, but it was like way older than these pictures. And I just don't know why. What?
He had a walker.
Yeah, almost.
It's like, hey, man, like, oh, too much.
There was a time, listen, I don't know the demo of your podcast, of your listeners, but they may not remember a time before the internet, right? I mean, but I remember, I go back in the day because, well, I'm 46. And I can remember a time clearly where you just write numbers down on pieces of paper, or, you know, you just have to trust that what's coming through your clamshell, like flip phone, the Motorola StarTAC, mm-hmm. where you get like some kind of weird picture, like, that you just have to trust it. I mean, there was no way of cross-referencing or, you know, doing, you know, some recon or some, you know, some kind of like investigation, or get your friend to friend the person, or, you know, troll their social. Can't do it. There was no such thing. Yeah. That's why it's a lot better now.
I remember like talking, like meeting people in like the Brooklyn Cuties chat room on AOL.
Oh my God. I used to go in there.
Oh boy. Here we go.
You know, and I, you know, I, oh my God. I used to go.
It's all starting to add up. 410, you know, used to be calls into radio stations.
ASF.
ASL, age sex location, yeah.
You used to do A/S/L, and that was like, everybody in here, age, sex, and location, yeah. Now. Because nothing else matters to meet Miss Wright. I just want ASL.
Well, it's ASL, a good jumping off point. It's definitely a good jumping off point.
It's true. And then they, if you like, then you would like instant message them, like aside from the chat room. And then I remember like giving the email address, and they'd send you a picture, and it was the way that it loaded, it was like one line at a time.
Well, yeah. Yes, that's how it loaded for that girl. One line at a time. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. What am I getting? Oh, she's hot. No, she's not.
In the chat room, they're listing age, sex, locations. I'm really happy.
That's fucking awesome.
All right, Carla, it's your turn. Worst date experience or weird sexual experience?
It's going to be my worst date experience, but it's like, it goes over a period of years.
Okay.
So I need you guys to bear with me.
Is it with Jay? Yeah.
No, it's not the marriage. Okay.
No.
But it hilariously sort of overlaps with the marriage, but it's not, it's not a cheating story. Well, okay. I mean, it is, but it's not. So it starts way back when I didn't even know Jay at the time, right? Who was my ex-husband. So I go on a date, super lackluster date. I just met a guy at a bar hanging out with my friends. The guy was like, whatever. He asked me out. I gave him my phone number. We end up going on a mild and boring date. It was just whatever. There was nothing wrong with it, but there was nothing right with it either. Mm-hmm. Also, I should mention now that at the time I already had a boyfriend, but I was like a serial cheater at the time, right?
Okay.
Don't judge me. So the date's whatever. We like call each other a couple of times after that. And then he tells me that like his ex-girlfriend is pregnant. So I'm like, okay, it looks like you got a lot going on.
Wow.
You just do whatever you're going to do. And that's fine. Now, fast forward many years later, I already have Isabella. So I'm already married. I have my daughter. So it's like maybe 5 years later. I'm still working at, I used to work at the comic strip for a long time. I'm somewhere with Isabella. We happened to run into people that I knew from that neighborhood in the Bronx. And we just start, you know, BSing, talking about, you know, oh, remember we used to hang out here. Remember we used to hang out there. His name comes up. And it turns out one of these girls was very good friends with him and didn't like me. I didn't know she didn't like me. I didn't even know who she was, but she didn't like me. That's okay. So it just comes up that when we went out on this date, I had a boyfriend, right? This is four or five years later. She goes back and she tells this guy, right? So you would think he'd be like this stupid bitch and never think about it again. But no, he went to the comic strip that night where I was working as a waitress. Okay. And he started screaming and crying. And by the way, stone sober. He wasn't drunk. This is, I have to call out of my shift, get somebody to cover my shift at the comic strip, to go to a Starbucks like three blocks away and let him scream, cry, and vent to me that I ruined his life and that we could have been raising his kid together.
That's a fucking psycho right there.
Wow.
Red flag much?
It was one date. Singular date.
Wow.
And probably about like 5 years ago, he sent me a friend request on Facebook. And I was like, no,
let it go.
No. Hell no. Not doing this.
Oh my God. Wow. There are just people that are off. Just so off.
It's just gone. It's like, wow, there's not even a person in there, is there?
Oh my God. Wow, I'm digesting that, Carla. That's a good one.
Does that count as a date story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I wish I could say there was something really exciting that happened on the date. Like we had like the most intense sex. It was really nothing. We had nothing. We had nothing. There was nothing. Zero. There was nothing. 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 There was no reason to build the life around that date. There was nothing.
Well, he obviously felt very differently. He was
like fucking Shannon stranded on the side of the road waiting for a tow truck. Fucking her 6'7", like 300-pound built fucking tow truck driver.
One day.
Hey, honey, you look cute.
If I keep going somewhere with Lindsay, that will eventually happen.
Or you might die. That could also happen. So. And way more likely by the sounds of it.
Probably. This is making me think there's a guy that keeps DMing me on Instagram, but it's so crazy, the words that, you know, I'm always scared someone's going to find me and murder me. I'm scared if I read it and embarrass him that he's going to find me and murder me. So I don't want to read it and embarrass him. But it's almost
worth the risk, Shannon.
I know it kind of is, right?
That's hilarious.
it's like hardly English. Uh-huh. Like it's English, but not really. Like the words aren't put together in the way sentences are supposed to be put together. And then he keeps adding more and more onto it. Oh wait, I feel like now I really want to read some of it.
Is he not a non-English speaker? Is he like another country?
No, I'm pretty sure he's an English speaker. I wonder if maybe he just does this. I think like, cause there are some people that will DM me when they're like drunk and like take their shot when they're drunk and the next day be like, I'm so sorry, I was drunk yesterday, I apologize. But this guy, he keeps adding on to it. So at least he's never looking at it sober and being like, I fucked up. Where's my phone?
I don't know if this guy in the chat's fucking around, but he keeps implying it's him.
I don't know. Let me look at the name before I read it.
he said me, no, whatever. So he might just be fucking around.
It's pretty close. Hold on. Because it's not, I never accepted it. So I have to look through my message requests. Hold on. Sorry. Talk amongst yourselves.
So you haven't, you know, wait, you haven't opened one up?
It's in the message request. I never accepted it. So like you can read it, but
you can read it. But if you don't accept it, I guess it never shows up.
Right. There's a third, you know, the message requests. Sure. Mm-hmm. When you click on that, you don't have to, you can actually preview it. And then it says, you know, if you don't accept it, they'll never know.
That seems like cool. a very strange option.
The free pass. Like,
you can read it, but it's like you should have to accept it or not see it. It feels like.
They just in case, because the person has no contact to you whatsoever. You're not their friend. They're not yours.
So I mean, I enjoy the option. I'm just saying, I don't think it's fair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, Shannon, if this guy is no good, this guy in the chat sounds like he might want to throw you a fucking Roger ring or whatever you'd call it.
He's here for you.
Age, sex, location, Johnny.
did he give it to us in the chat?
He may have, yeah. Okay, so yeah,
ASLH.
I'm not going to show you my screen, but I want you to see how much I'm scrolling so you can tell how many messages he sent.
Oh, my. What? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, he's a crazy person.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That's psycho. How often does he check in?
So it started December. I'm still going. It started December 12th was his first.
Of this year?
Of this year? So like a month?
Yeah. That's how many.
Have you answered him at all?
Never. I've never accepted it. I didn't even accept the message.
Do you think it's a Chinese spy?
No. I don't know. Because
is it a bot?
Well, here's the good news. Johnny's from Canada, so you would get like free healthcare.
Also, it would take him so long to get here to murder me.
Yeah.
It would take him a while. Should I read you some of this?
Read
us the first one and then read us the last one at least.
All right, I'm going to read some of it, but then after we're done recording, I'm going to send you guys the person's name. So if I do get murdered, you'll know where to go. Okay.
Especially read us the ones after 2 a.m. every time.
You know, it's funny you say that because the first one came through at 2:41 a.m.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay. The first, it starts off pretty coherent. So I'll read the first one. Wow, this is odd. Can we talk? You might just enjoy. There's no punctuation, by the way. You might just enjoy me. Besides, you are stunning and would so try and take you out just for fun. Ha, I'm not a giant, but I do know a few things. Hey, think about it. Immediately after.
What?
Also, those fucks on the show need filler. So if it's cool with you, fine by me. The PR fatal snake. Ha ha.
A fatal snake. That is a good one. I've enjoyed that one in the past. Myself.
No, fatal, FATAL.
Oh, all right. Well, I still enjoy fatal snake.
Also, I can tell I'm not tough at all. He never had a SIG SIG to his head and all talk. Sorry, you can Instagram me and make jokes, but I'm fun. Also, us and cats. OMG, long story. These are all several messages.
Now, have you looked this guy up though?
I did. I looked at his page. His hold on. His profile picture is different now than last time I looked at it.
Private? He's not private.
It's not private, no.
What does he look like? Just generally.
It's a lot of pictures of like younger, like maybe him when he's younger. Mm-hmm. I can't tell which is
what's
him.
What's his followers to following ratio? Because if it's way out of whack, that's trouble.
It's almost even.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising. That's a guy that I thought would have like 12 friends and be following 3,000 people.
And of the people, like I look at who he's following.
Yeah, what do you have in common?
There's only two. Should I say it? I don't know what I should say and what's bad and what's good here. There's only two people that I'm following that he's following.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
Well, tell us.
All right. It's Christina Hutchinson and Subway Creatures.
Well, Subway Creatures, I got to give them credit there. That's a great account. Subway Creatures is hilarious.
It is
good. Good taste.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
That's a fucking notch up on the guy. And there's no punctuation, I bet you, because he's doing talk to text. So these are fair. He's getting drunk and rambling, Shannon. Sometimes he's nervous.
Is it always late at night?
He's a keyboard cowboy.
No, okay. The one from yesterday came through at 8:47 p.m.
Oh, respectable.
Yeah, I'll just read that one and then we'll move on. It's also five messages in a row. What about me? Yeah, chubby, but my mom thinks handsome and have R-N-Y, Joy Willong, to Tae Yu, to I don't fight, but will if I have to. Not cool. Been shot and stabbed, but revenge is sweet. But I'm, oh no, he's really going to kill me. But I'm over it. Plus, I can take you to fun spots if they are open. If and then he told me his Instagram, if you want it, and ha, Facebook, also something social worker, and OVA 2838 NYC, and then another job. I don't want to give too much information.
Report, block.
It's a block for me.
It's a block for me, dog.
This guy's writing his manifesto in your Instagram.
Please don't murder me. I respect you and I appreciate you taking the shot. Please don't murder me.
Oh, respectfully, block.
Or just like speak, like write coherently. Like,
I like the chat and still like not completely shutting out the idea of doing this. Like, I just listen, a little punctuation, maybe not so crazy.
How tall are you? Start with that.
Exactly. He never, I don't think he ever
is. Watcher of the podcast?
See, what he mentions the fatal snake, and one of the main hosts of the network is referred to as the rattlesnake. So he understands that, but he doesn't follow him. He only follows Christine Hutchinson, who's not on the network. It's very, very weird. All right. Well, please don't kill me. Okay, guys, before we go any further, today we're welcoming back IP Vanish to the show. So in case you don't remember, IP Vanish is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted, what you're reading, searching, what you're watching, whatever it is you're doing. That's important because what you're doing on the internet isn't my business and it's no one else's business either. IPVanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. For just $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year, you can help protect your online privacy and security. Here's some of the stuff you're going to get with IPVanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address cannot be tracked by anyone on the web. Circumvent any online censorship. IPVanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70-plus locations. Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Remember, with IPVanish, all your data is encrypted, so no one can snoop on what you're doing, whatever it is you're doing. 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help at any time. If you remember, these guys supported the show a few months ago, and they've come back with an even better deal, wanting to offer something special for the new year. You're going to get 65% off now. 65%. So this is how you get it. Go to ipvanish.com/TTI to claim your 65% savings. They have plans starting at $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year. This is the time to sign up. With our discount and their current promotional offerings, you can get a VPN for 65% off their usual offering. IPVanish is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot, and that's with more than 6,000 reviews. Show these guys some love. They're repeat sponsors. Remember, it's ipvanish.com/TTI to get the deal and start protecting yourself online today. One more time, that's ipvanish.com/TTI, all lowercase, to save yourself 65% today. Get on that, guys. All right, let's get back to the show. All right, let's move on to the next segment.
That was pleasant.
Yeah, is bad things.
Bad things with you.
And this is the part of the show we talk about fight stories, physical altercations that you've been a part of or almost a part of, because I have a feeling what's coming. We'll start with you again, Scary. I know that you were having trouble thinking. You've never been in a fight.
I've never been in a fist fight. Never been punched in the face. Never been in an altercation. I mean, obviously been near bar fights numerous times when people have been dragged out. But it's never been me and my crew that were ever involved in any of it. I just, my entire life, even as a kid, can't remember a fight. I said, you sure you want to have me on? Because I've got nothing to contribute.
You're probably a nice person, though, because of that.
I'm a good guy.
You seem it. I'm fucking demented.
You say it with such disdain. You're probably a nice guy.
Yeah, no, that's pretty nice of you. Thank you, Maddie. I appreciate it. Appreciate
nice, compliment. Handsome guy. He's definitely taller than me. I'll take it.
I don't know.
You know,
I don't understand. I just don't. I never felt the need to get into a fight. I just never did, and that never came my way. I don't know.
No one ever even tried to pick one with you?
No, not really.
So nice.
By the way, Maddie, Johnny in the chat added that you stole a Kindle also.
I saw that. Was fucking awesome. Yeah, I saw that. That was a good one.
Maddie stole a Kindle.
It was by accident, though.
From an old lady in a laundromat. But back to this. So
what? Well, hold on a second now.
We'll just gloss over that.
Is that Maddie's fight story? Did she punch you in the face?
No, unfortunately, oh, man. No.
She tried, but I took her on, Carla. I got that shit and was the feet don't fail me now out of there.
Okay, so you, but growing up in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Going and clubs in Bay Ridge, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So many fights happen. There was never a situation with one of your friends getting into a fight.
Well, I mean, I used to hang out at the Wicked Monk back when the Wicked Monk was in its other location. I mean, I'm getting very local now, but you know, this place was known for just bands and just people being chill, smoking weed, whatever, drinking beer, Irish people. I never really saw fights there very much. I knew there were clubs that had fights that, you know, like,
Salty Dog.
Salty. Plenty of fights there. Clubs in the city, but none of my friends were ever involved.
That's fair. That's a good point, because the Wicked Monk, yeah, it was more chill. That wasn't one of the places where there were brawls and stuff.
Problems, no.
Okay.
TJ Bentley's, a lot of fights.
That was a little bit of an older one for me, meaning like a little further back. I don't remember going there that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to let you out of this one. I will accept it.
Once again, fucking Scary gets let off the fucking hook. Right? Come on, Shannon. Let's pressure him. Let's fight him.
Are you going to challenge him to a fight?
Yeah, you got to challenge him to a fight and he'll have a fight story. Fight him for the Kindle, Scary.
I don't want to get beat up by the guy, Kindle. Too. Yeah, if it's over a Kindle, I'm going to smoke you, Scary. if it's over a Kindle and you're over the age of 87,
Kindle's not worth a sneeze.
No, it's not.
How about a PS5? Now we're talking.
Oh, man.
Step in the ring.
It's so embarrassing, that story.
Step in the ring, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm a garbage person.
For the listeners, nice, go back and listen to the episode with
Louis. By the way, fucking Johnny in the chat's a snitch. He's like, he thought it was an iPad. Like, you fucking tattletale. Fucking tattle snake over here.
Now he's going to go and kill you. Yeah. We'll be murdered. All right, Carla, what do you got for us?
So I haven't really been in a fight. I think it was in one fight in high school. And I still have like a little scars like on my hand because like the girl had braces and I just landed like a lucky punch to her mouth, which was, I guess, unlucky for me because my hand was all cut up. So I don't even remember what the details were. I just remember that she had braces. But like I sent Shannon a text earlier. I was like, do almost fights count? Because I really fucking run my mouth a lot. And like, I really should have been in way more fights than I have been, like all the time. Like there's never a time when I haven't been willing to fight, even when it's like super inappropriate. So I'll just give you guys two almost fight stories and you guys can just know that I'm trash. One, back at the comic strip. I was like 8 months pregnant. I'm still working at the comic strip.
All right, go ahead, sorry.
This chick is getting like thrown out because she didn't want to pay the cover charge or something ridiculous. And I'm just like sitting there like drinking a virgin pina colada, just as pregnant as can be. And she's like screaming at someone. And I'm like, oh, hon, I'm like, everyone has to pay the cover charge. Like, it sucks, but it is. And she's like, shut up, you fat bitch. And I was like, whoa. And like Shannon, I think you guys have met Gil. Gil was the bouncer at the time. He like jumped in front of me and I was just like, fuck you, bitch. I'm pregnant, you stupid bitch. I'm pregnant, you fat bitch. Let's take this outside. And everybody was like, oh my God.
By the way, Carla, before this, I was going to say, maybe it's your lawyer talk that gets you out of the fight. And I'm glad I didn't say that because that's obviously not the case. What was the second one?
The second one was, I guess, like, it's not like the second one, like that was the first one. And then this is the second one. And there were none in between. These are just examples. The other one was at Isabella's soccer game. Oh my God. And, so at this point I already have my second kid and she's a baby. So we're at the soccer game and, my older daughter, she plays soccer a lot. She's actually on a Division II team now. But at the time she was, you know, playing travel soccer, and she's a goalie. So she gets injured, right? A lot. So we're playing, it's, you know, the game's very intense. The girls soccer is very intense. Like, they really want to beat the shit out of each other, but they don't. But like, the feeling is there. And one of the girls, the dad's getting like really mouthy, like, get him, and, you know, like, just hit her, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So this girl knocks Isabella down. So already I'm like, you know, like, I'm, oh, bitch, like, I'm gonna fight this little 14-year-old bitch. And so now Isabella's laid out, and the guy goes, kick her.
Oh.
Right. So he goes, kick her. And I've got Juliana here. Right.
Wait, like, wait, hold on. What guy? Like, the kid's dad?
There was like, okay. I guess she's probably a forward, an aggressive forward. She knocked Isabella down, and the dad literally said the words, kick her while she's down.
Oh my God.
Right. So I've got, you know, baby number two is here. Right. I guess Isabella's probably like 12. So baby number two is here. And I just turned to one of the other moms on my team. I'm like, hold my baby. And like, so Isabella's still down. I don't know if the girl, I think the girl didn't actually end up kicking Isabella. I think the girl, Isabella grabbed her leg, and like, now they're on top of each other. And I'm walking by. And as I'm walking by, the guy goes to get up, and I go, sit the fuck down. Right.
Wow.
And he was like, what? And then like, they get up and they're like talking or whatever. And the girl says something to Isabella, and like, his wife was there, and I'm standing next to the wife, and the dad like keeps looking at me, and he keeps looking at me. And I go, what's the problem? I go, your girl touches my girl, I'm gonna fucking knock the shit out of your wife. And what? Oh. And then his wife tried to like walk away, and I walked closer to her, and he was like, I'm gonna call the cops. I was like, call them. I was like, bitch, I'm a lawyer, call them. What are you gonna do? And he was like, she's a nut job. And they were like, she really is a lawyer, but she's like fucking insane. Like the other moms on the team were like, don't tell your girl to back off of Isabella. Meanwhile, Isabella's literally 6 feet tall. She's 6 feet tall and she can handle herself, but how are you going to tell, like, I think she was like somewhere between 12 and 14 at the time. How are you going to tell your kid to kick my child when she's down over a fucking soccer game? Yeah, like, she doesn't have parents that are over here, and
it's a bit egregious.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, the coach from the other team did tell the ref, and I got kicked out of the game.
Of course you did. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? That makes sense.
I feel like parents are just living vicariously through their kids because of their own failures when they were growing up. They didn't do that. You know, they couldn't achieve that. So they want to see their kids shine, and they want them to win the championship. And for some of them, the ones who want to.
A kid while they're down isn't going to get you any further in it.
I know, but like.
While she's down, that's outrageous.
Ugh.
Sounds like a future matchup for Shannon.
I wanted to say, I think you are completely justified in your response, Carla. And I think that's the hottest female almost fight story that we've heard. I really
hold my baby.
That's fucking awesome.
I think you're gonna be hold my baby beer. Fight.
That should be hold a my beer t-shirt.
I think it's gonna be the name of the episode. Actually.
Hold my baby.
Oh, shit, yeah, I'm just gonna scream that everywhere I go now. What baby? What's he talking about?
Right, never mind. That's great. Okay, we are running a little over time, so we're gonna move over to our final episode, our final segment. By the way, I keep seeing orbs flying past Carla's screen. I don't know if you guys are seeing them, but I do keep seeing orbs, which brings us
orbs in every picture I've ever taken. There are orbs.
All right, guys, I want to take one quick moment to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, which is YoKratom.com. Before I get into it, if you aren't a fan of Kratom, or if you're not over the age of 21, this isn't for you. Skip forward a little bit. But if you are a fan of Kratom, you're not going to want to miss the amazing deals that YoKratom has. First of all, as you may already know, they are the home of the $60 kilo. And as a fan of Kratom, which I'm assuming you are, you know that this is a price that is absolutely unheard of. In these times of what stores are open, what's not open, it may be hard to find the type of kratom that you like, a high quality kratom, a particular strain that you're looking for. You may be forced to go to a corner store or a gas station, and God only knows what it is that they're giving you. At YoKratom.com, you can trust the quality of what they're providing you, and you can scroll around on their website to find any kind of strain that you want. They come in powders, tinctures, capsules. Did I get all three? I think that's it. And I've actually just grown to really love the tinctures. They're pretty awesome. But powders are my second favorite. And speaking of all of the strains that they have one proprietary strain called Trainwreck, which is a combination of 11 different other strains that they have. And that's not something you're going to find anywhere else. So once again, if you are a Kratom lover, check out YoKratom.com. They will have everything that you're looking for. And again, for a price that you can't find anywhere else. And I think that's true. That's my experience. These $60 kilos. These guys are one of the biggest kratom wholesalers, and they created Yo Kratom so that you can buy directly at incredible prices. So go and check out YoKratom.com, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Which brings us to our final segment, now that I'm speaking English, which is scary things. And this is the part of the show we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. And I don't, Maddie, you haven't been seeing the little things floating past our camera this whole time?
No, but I am completely preoccupied with you just saying our last episode as the world is coming apart.
Oh, no. And I talked about us both getting murdered.
Oh, we're dead.
Can you guys please not get murdered?
I'm going to really try hard.
I'm going to really try hard. Murdered. Oh, that would suck. All right, if you had to get murdered, how would you want to go?
I don't want to get murdered. I don't want to talk about it.
No, you have
to. I don't want
to
get murdered. I don't want to get murdered. I just want to die in my sleep. Like, how do you want to know it's coming?
I don't want
to
die.
Frozen to death count?
As murder?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I think you lock a guy in a freezer so he freezes to death.
No, yeah.
I've heard that's the most peaceful way to go.
Thrown off a cliff.
Oh, that's so long.
Speaking of falling off a cliff. This something really quickly. I told there's a Netflix show called Surviving Death. And I had it on my watch list on Netflix for a while. And a few fans DM me and they're like, are you watching this? Are you watching this? I'm like, I'm getting there, I promise. And so I started watching it. And I texted Maddie and I said, you have to watch Surviving Death. And do you know what Maddie said? What is it about?
I was kidding. I was kidding, of course. I was trying to fuck with, I thought you were going to get mad.
I did get mad.
When you fucking said an LOL, I was like, oh, that didn't work.
No, I said you have three guesses, LOL.
Yeah.
So anyway, so in the first episode, they talk about near-death experiences, and they talk about people that have fallen off of like sides of mountains or like hiking in snow or whatever. Oh. And that when they're falling, that they have this feeling of like peace and like not fear. So it's funny that you said falling off a cliff. Did you watch the show?
I did not, but I'm just figuring things would be nice and peaceful right before the end.
It seems like you're right.
I don't want to get punctured with anything.
That'd
be the worst, I think.
So like
fire and stabbing, the worst.
So like that feeling of like life flashing before your eyes is calming. It's like soothing.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the most calming feeling before I go. I don't know.
A common theme in the show.
Dying.
Feeling of peace.
Oh. Feeling of peace.
Okay. All right. Did you want to, what's your answer then, Maddie? It's freezing, that you want to be frozen to death?
I think so, right? That'd be the like, I wouldn't want to be drowned. Like drowning has to be horrible,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, you see, you felt that, right? Like in your fucking chest.
But there was, there, one of the women was, she almost died by, or she died by drowning when she came back. Yeah, and she said it was lovely. Yeah. She loved it.
By the way, was that real nice footage of her going over the side of that waterfall?
No, Maddie. Why would they be recording? Man? Why would they be recording that from years ago?
I don't know, because I forgot how long ago it was when they were telling the story. So I was like, oh, maybe it's a GoPro.
No.
All right.
No, it
wasn't. Well, it was a so there goes that. I'm better off because I didn't want to see that.
Carla, what about you?
How do I want to die?
Yeah.
How do I want to be murdered?
Murdered. Yeah.
Murdered. How do I want to be murdered? You know what? I want to be murdered. I want somebody to like come up behind me and like break my neck, like in a spy thriller, because I feel like you won't notice that's happening. Like by the time you realize what's going on, it's just over.
Yeah, huh? I think that's a myth. I think that's a myth. Yeah. I think that you do experience.
At best, you'd be paralyzed. So you'd have to like just die of your own
Because I think even if like in like the gallows, you know, when they like chop off the heads, that there is evidence of like brain activity for a few seconds afterwards. So you're gonna, something's happening up there.
Yeah.
So now I gotta pick a new way to die. Hold on.
Can I interest you in a freezing?
No.
I've heard it's the most peaceful.
No. What about like some sort of electrocution?
Oh, that's terrible.
I feel like that would be pretty fast. No?
No.
I need it to be fast. I can't, I don't want to know what's going on.
Gunshot to the head.
Yeah.
A clean gunshot, like right through the temple.
I feel like I'm gonna know that's happening though.
Exactly. That's the thing about freezing. I'm really pushing this fucking freezing.
You're gonna know you're freezing.
You're gonna know you're freezing. It's cold.
Yeah, but like you just get cold. You're like still conscious. You know, there's no fear of a gun, and then you just go unconscious.
I hate being cold.
So you feel like it's
well, of course, nobody likes being cold, especially being murdered while being cold.
Well, I think if you freeze to death at some point, like when you're in like hypothermia, you get hot because people who freeze to death are often found naked.
See? That sounds awesome.
But you're going to get like delirious. You're not going to know what's going on.
Be humiliating just being frozen and naked.
Oh, Be Kind Rewind says car exhaust in a hose. That's not a bad one.
I don't think that's a murder though. That's not a murder. Probably...
Well, did anybody watch Wentworth? Prison show. I suggest watching it. It's an Australian prison show. And one of the women is in jail for trying to set up that her husband committed suicide because he used to beat her. And she did that. Like she taped up a hose to his car and like knocked him unconscious and then put him in there so that it would look like suicide. It didn't work. And she ended up going to jail. But
what gave it away? The fucking, the big like Bugs Bunny lump. How many one lump of two, Doc? Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll come back to you, Carla. We're going to get into some ghost stories. Well,
somebody said choke by a penis. And I know 100% that's not how I go.
That's the answer. No, it is.
Zane, like, want to, because it's like if you're murdered by a penis, that's like not a friendly penis.
No,
it's not like penis. You happily went to death choking on. No, I feel like there's too much behind that. I definitely don't want to choke to death on a penis.
And that's a very violent death. That's
my grandfather's still alive. That would kill him.
That would suck. I'm just thinking about that. That would really suck.
Whew. All right, well, keep thinking. We're going to get your
answer. Wow, that was a really long pause where everyone just pictured themselves being fucked in the throat to death by a penis.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'd rather freeze to death if those are my two options.
And I'd put good money on us all picking the same color guy.
Good, you deserve
that. Come on.
You deserve that silence.
Liars, you're a bunch of frauds.
Okay, so, Scary, do you have a weird, creepy, unexplainable experience?
Well, you know, I guess a couple of months ago, my nephew was feeling sick, and let me kill him. Hold on, my nephew's 9 years old, and let me set the stage. My sister and my brother-in-law live in an upstairs apartment with my nephew, and that was the house my grandmother used to live in. She passed like 20 years ago. So he was sick. He went to bed early. It was like 8 o'clock at night.
How old is he? Sorry.
He's 9. Okay. So he went to bed early, really early. My sister and my brother-in-law were in the living room. I wasn't there, but I heard the story. I wanted to just repeat it. Said my sister was like, all of a sudden, like Lucas gets out of bed. He's around 9 o'clock, and he goes, "Did you just came in the room? Like, mom, you just came in the room to like, what do you want?" And then my sister's like, "I didn't come in the room. I've been sitting here the whole time. Go to sleep. You're having nightmare. You're dreaming. Go back to bed." He thought that she came into the room and then walked back out, but just the two of them are in the apartment watching TV, and he's the one in the bed. So fast forward to the next morning, my sister goes to check on him, and he says to her, grandma came to see me in the middle of the night, and grandma was making sure I was okay. And grandma was like feeling my head. And my sister was like, "That's impossible. Like, you know, that's her grandmother. Grandma would be my mother. My mother was home." So he mistook, because he never met my my grandmother, which is his great grandmother, he mistook the fact that the ghost that is my grandma is still living in the house. And because he was sick, was watching him overnight. He comes into the, you know, I'm getting chills like talking about it because it's my family. You guys might not feel anything, but it's kind of cool though that, you know, she, you know, he claims he wasn't dreaming. He says, no, it was grandma, meaning my mother. But my mother looks exactly like my grandmother did when she was hurt. So he associates that as grandma. And it was just weird. I don't know. It never happened again. It was just that one time. He swears up and down that he wasn't dreaming, and that, you know, he was describing like physical things, like she took my temperature, like, yeah, she put the covers on me. Like, what are you talking about? This did not happen. This can't be. But I think it's kind of cool in a weird way because, you know, it's like my grandma's still there at the house. She never left.
So to him, it wasn't like a different person. Like he was,
he was comfortable with it because he thought that my mother, which is his grandmother, mm-hmm, came over at night and was like, you know.
So it wasn't scary for him. It was like a comforting presence.
It was comforting. Yes. It was not scary. So I guess that doesn't, well, it's paranormal activity, but it's not exactly frightening. But
no, that counts.
That's
fair.
That's good. Yeah.
So, and your sister and brother-in-law are on board. Like they believe that this was the ghost of your grandmother.
Absolutely. Definitely. They, without a doubt. I mean, because first of all, they never went in to go check on him earlier in the night.
Bad parents. he
was like seeing things. I don't know what he thought because it was dark, whatever. And then he just heard somebody come into the room and then walk out. And then that's when he got up and he thought it was my sister. And then later, but the next morning it was confirmed. He goes, no, grandma was with me all night. I feel better. I feel better today. I feel better this morning. He had a fever and whatever. It was sick, but you know, my sister couldn't explain it to him. She just knew. She was okay. Obviously, you know, my mother was home sleeping in her house. She was not over the apartment. So it was, you know, we just all agree that that's what it was.
Has anybody else ever had like an experience with like, you know, like feeling your grandmother's presence or seeing her?
My sister says occasionally she does feel that's the case, but she's never showed herself. She's never been like, ah, I'm still here. There was never any of those moments, but there was no like trickery or like, you know, you're unplugging a TV or some unexplained things falling. And so the friendly ghost.
Yeah, that's very
I mean, my grandmother lived there for like 50 years. So
I love stories like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like that's my favorite part of this segment because it's a comforting thing.
Yeah.
Is that, Maddie, does this make you feel good in any way? Maddie's freaked out over any ghost.
No, I'm just thinking about like how nice you all are. What a piece of shit I am. Cause I'm like, it was a fever dream.
See, I'd be the guy to say that too. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to dash your hopes and dreams here and you know, fuck over your story to my sister Jennifer. But you know what?
I don't believe.
I wanted to say that too. I tried to quantify it in my head. I'm like, this kid's fucking hallucinating. He had 103 fever.
I feel like they got to give you like a little bit of doubt, just to be like, it's not for sure, you know.
Johnny said it's her aura. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's true because he saw there was nothing that alerted him that it was a ghost. He thought it was a person.
He was talking about the orbs.
He's talking about a different conversation. That was 10 minutes ago. Oh, sorry.
Okay. No, that's not your aura. Aura is different. Aura is like a surrounding glow.
Yeah.
Oh. Carlo's got ghosts in there. It's a different thing. But I like that story. Scary. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is like people like to blame these things on fever dreams. So when's the last time you know of anybody that's had a fever dream? People blame it on that.
1947.
I know. People blame stuff on that all the time. But who actually has fever dreams?
Hey, look, I'm starting to buy into it myself. I was driving yesterday and I saw what I thought looked like a woman walking a dog. And then I was like, oh, look, a dog. Let's see what kind of dog it is. And I slowed down to look. And then she was just gone. And I circled back twice. I couldn't find her. So I don't know. Maybe. And then I was like, oh, it's across the street from a cemetery. So who knows? Maybe this fucking lady died on the street, got her fucking dead dog buried next to her or something.
Is there a local legend that somebody got hit by a car walking their dog and you still see her walking the dog?
I was going to look up Shannon. I thought of you because I'm like, oh, Shannon would ask to look up the Aryans, and I was like, oh fuck, I gotta find a landmark. But I was driving and trying to, it was a whole thing. I'll find it, I'll figure it out, let you know.
By the way, speaking of that, before we get to Carlo's story, I added to my New Year's resolution, and it is, and I know I say this all the time, but in 2021 we are going on a ghost hunt. I bought the first piece of ghost hunting equipment for us, and it's a digital EVP recorder to record voice phenomenon. I figure what the electronic voice phenomenon maybe it is. Ooh, and so I got that, and I got divining rods, which is just for the fun of on camera to do it and see if they go like this when we ask questions. And I have a full list. I have a full ad for later, whatever, on Amazon. I have a full list of a bunch of equipment that we're going to need for our ghost hunts. And in 2021, we are going ghost hunting.
Wow, that's exciting.
Come here to my house.
Okay.
And figure out what the ghost here wants, because there's a ghost here 100%.
All right, well, let's hear it.
And I feel like somebody brought it. So I live in a two-family house, right? This is my mom bought this house, and then now I live here. And there's an apartment downstairs. So the first time I ever heard about this ghost was a family moved in downstairs. It was a wife, a husband, and a kid, a small child. And like, I got along super well with the wife. The husband, I never really had much interaction with. And then one day he calls me, it was around Christmas time, and he was really angry. And he started yelling at me, and he was like, I know that you're not telling us that this house is haunted. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And he was like, I know you're lying to me. And you said that, you know, you hear noises. And I'm like, yeah, no, there were squirrels in the attic. Like, they came, they caught the squirrels. It was a done deal. I just said it was here. That's all it was. He's like, it's haunted. And he's like, where we lived before, everything was fine. We got along so well. And he's like, ever since I moved in here, I have nothing but anger. And he's like, I fantasize about beating the shit out of my wife. I dream of killing her. And I was like,
Oh, wow.
Not a ghost.
Sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, I was like, this is like not, anyway, so.
Maybe your wife's a bitch.
Yeah. She was lovely. So two months later, they'd only been living here less than 6 months. 2 months later, they get into a scorcher of a fight. He does actually hit her, and he leaves. So she ends up moving out shortly thereafter. But she did, when I spoke to her, she did say like, she didn't know if she didn't think he was going crazy, but she was like, weird things happen. Like when we're fighting, like the kids' toys would go off. Right.
Like, and I was Amityville Horror that it like,
yeah, I was like, all right, they're both bonkers. Like, it's probably better they're leaving. Let them go. They're nuts. So they leave, right? And then it's empty for like 6 months. Then my sister ends up moving in with her fiance. And now my daughter's toys start going off my little one's toys start going off whenever Isabella and I are fighting, right? And it was very specifically a kitchen that she had that would start, like, it was like a Minnie Mouse kitchen that was like, it makes like cooking noises. So I'd be in the middle of an argument with Isabella, like, you know, like, oh, you got a C in chemistry, and I know you're on the phone with your dumb friends until midnight, and all of a sudden you're like, pop, 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 sizzle, sizzle, and we'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh.
And we end up, we probably lasted about a year with the kitchen, and then we were like, all right, this thing's fucking haunted. Whatever was like pissing them off downstairs has moved into this, can we throw it out? So we have no other issues, right? Then one day, my sister, and now my sister-in-law, because they got married, they're up here and they're talking about something, and something weird happened. And they're like, oh, that's just Martha. And I'm like, what? And they're like, Martha. And I'm like, who the hell is Martha? They're like, she's the ghost in the house. We call her Martha. Like, she makes the toys go off, or she knocks things off a ledge, or, you know, she'll turn off the TV when we're watching it. They're like, it's not a big deal. That's just what she does.
And what I'm like, easygoing people.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, you guys are just cool with this?
I'd be afraid to go to sleep at night.
What do you mean it's just Martha?
You guys just like that? And they just named her Martha. And they're like, I haven't had any weird things happen up here. So she just like went from downstairs to upstairs to downstairs. Now she just chills downstairs. I guess she felt offended that we threw her kitchen, her communication kitchen out. But so she just lives with my sister now.
Okay, so I guess she's not feeling negative energy, or unless maybe she's just trying to explain it away that it's a friendly ghost. But my feeling initially is that it's not a friendly ghost. If it's being like fueled so much by your anger that it's like getting excited and like lighting up toys and stuff, that makes me think bad. Unless maybe it's trying to distract you and make you stop fighting.
I don't know, but when she's downstairs, she just does what she does. She turns the TV off on them.
When they're fighting, right? Oh, it's just whenever.
I actually never asked them if it was when they were fighting, but they said like she turns toys off. She knocks things off of like, you know, any surface that it clearly they couldn't have been knocked off. And she's turned the TVs off in every room because I said, maybe just there's something wrong with your TV. They're like, every single room that has a TV in it, this has happened. But I should ask them if that, I should text her right now and ask her if that happened when it was fighting, when they were fighting.
Is there a reason why they're calling it Martha, or that's just a name they picked out of nowhere?
It's just a name they picked out, but I'm gonna text her and ask.
I'm thinking little girl ghost, right? She was kind of like, she would turn the TV off thinking it was cute, and then her parents would fight furiously over it. What an annoying twat their daughter was. And then she would just like cook stuff in her fake kitchen while they screamed at each other. And that's why it turns on when they scream at each other.
Well, if you're going little pretty kid good. Ghost, I think it's the opposite. I think maybe the little kid ghost was killed by a violent parent or like feuding parents all the time. And so now when fights are happening, it's trying to stop them if it's a little kid ghost. But I was thinking,
sounds like a very good job. This fucking dude belted his wife.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wasn't thinking a little kid ghost initially. I was thinking more like a demonic presence, like something bad.
But I feel like a demonic presence is going to do more than like play with an easy bake oven or whatever it is.
Well, next question is, of course, have you looked up if anybody's died in the house?
Oh, no, I never have.
Come on, Carlin. So much homework for you to do now.
You know it's great. Like, it's no one ever has.
I know.
And Shannon's response is always like, "Oh, you idiot! What don't you know?"
I feel like I've made a lot of people look up their experiences, though, but no one ever follows up with me. So I guess none of it's actually turned out to be true. but yeah, I am curious to know. And I mean, if somebody did die there, then that may be one of our ghost hunting destinations.
I can look it up. I can try to look it up, but I feel like. I don't think so, because I know the people that my mom bought the house from, they were a couple with full grown children and they were like here for like 35 years. So it would have to be before them because
right. And
were still alive.
Yeah. And you also said that it only started after that couple moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before that, I had nothing. And it was really so weird when the guy called. I remember exactly where I was. It was Christmas shopping. It was in December. And I was like, I was with Isabella and I was like, this guy's going off his rocker because he's yelling at me that I'm like not disclosing that the house is haunted. Meanwhile, I live here too. Mm-hmm. So
it's your pet ghost. You just try to drive out tenants. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I look forward to finding out more about that. And that can definitely be on our list of ghost hunting spots. Thank you for sharing your stories, both of you. We are a little bit over now, so we're going to wrap up. We're going to do a quick round of plugs and we'll get going. Maddie, start with you. What do you got to plug?
First, I'd like to say I'd rather have new homeowners bring in bed bugs than ghosts.
I'd rather
and
ghosts.
You can follow me wherever you're allowed to at Jester Skulls. I don't know what's going on out there, but they're just getting rid of everybody that doesn't, you know, speak a certain way.
So follow you at what's your name on places?
Yeah, Jester Skulls, whatever the fuck, you know, or don't. I don't really care, but do something with the show. Shannon will tell you. Go ahead, kid.
The ghost has now left here and gone to Maddie. Look how aggressive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm possessed.
Now you're haunted.
I don't know how to like portray it.
Scary, what would you like to plug?
You know, hey, listen, just listen to Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. We're a nationally syndicated show. We're on iHeartRadio. We're at a Z100 in New York City. Maybe you listen, maybe you don't. And we're on.
Is that why I know that voice this whole fucking time?
Yes.
Dude, you're an idiot, Maddie.
Fucking out of it. Don't mind me. I'm a little bit dumb.
It's okay.
I'm a little bit retarded.
It's all good. So we're on from 6 to 10, and we're on in New York City, Miami, Philly, 80 other radio stations around the country on the iHeartRadio app on demand. Also, I do a podcast called the Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody, and another podcast called Speaking Volumes with Cher Cosenza. That's a video one. And follow me for all that information on social, everywhere at Skiri Jones.
Awesome.
That's all Thank I got you. For you.
That's plenty. That's plenty. Thank you. Carla, what would you like to plug?
Check out my podcast, the Domestic Disturbance Podcast and the Films on Tap Podcast, both of them on Governor's Radio. And I'll be at the Comedy Cove this month, the 22nd and the 23rd in New Jersey. So come out and hang with me. And just follow
if
me.
If you don't crash your car, or get a flat. Or
go through Staten Island to get
there. I'll go through Staten Island. I'll pick you up if you're in Staten Island.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. But the best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code TTI. You'll get a 2-week free trial, plus access to every other show on the network, every single episode that we've ever done. You get the episode sooner, hang out in the live chat, all the perks you get for free for 2 weeks to try it out, see if you like it. If you have stories to submit for bad things, bad dates, or scary things, send it to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. If you, wherever you listen, iTunes, YouTube, wherever, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, and please tell a friend. It's what keeps the show going.
Tell two friends.
Tell two friends, please. Maddie will want you. When you're with a friend, take their phone, go to the podcast app, search The Thing Is, and then subscribe. That's all that I ask of you. Just those couple of things. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys both so much for being on the show and sharing your stories. And we'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
See you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, guys. That was so much fun.
I picked how I want to die. I picked how I want to be murdered.
We're still recording. We're still recording. Go, go.
I think I want to be shot in the back.
Jesus Christ, why do you always want to be crippled, Carla?
Because if they shoot me like in the heart, in the back, I won't know it's coming. I'll die.
No, but if it gets you in the lungs, you're just going to slowly suffocate.
But I'm being specific. I want to be shot.
You ever had a gut shot?
Through the back into my heart. That's how I want to die. Like, I want to be a one shot. I need this guy to be a good, like,
marksman.
Shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. I don't know why I'm making it a guy specifically.
Okay. There you have it.
And then, just in keeping with the theme of the podcast,
tell us where you want the body hidden.
No. If I become a ghost and this guy shot me in the back, I can call him a bitch. Like, for the rest of his life, I'll just haunt him and call him a bitch. Like, you shot me in the back, bitch, chicken bitch.
Hold my baby.
Yeah, hold my baby. I'm gonna haunt this bitch.
All right. Man. All right. Good way to wrap it. I'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.